How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
You are Locked On Lakers, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Lakers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
Welcome, everybody, to the Locked On Lakers podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin. I am joined, as always, by Harrison Fagan. As always, you can find the show on Audioboom, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Today's Fast Break, Alexa, and Spotify. Oh, and sometimes on Lakers Nation, sometimes on Lakers Outsiders. It's all over the damn place. If you can't find it, it's really on you.
The podcast is everywhere.
Yeah.
It's always watching you listening to you. You thought you were listening to us. We're actually listening to you.
Did you ever see the movie Why Him?
No.
Oh, well, like, there's a kind of a character in Why Him. They're in this house, and there's this, like, omnipresent Justine character who listens in on everything and is in every room of this house. That's our podcast. We're watching you right now.
Anyway.
Hey, Randy in Oklahoma, stop scratching yourself. It's gross.
Okay. As far as the Lakers go, we should probably talk about them at some point. Another banner entry for Locked On Lakers. I think, to me, the biggest thing of today when we're recording this on – is today Tuesday?
Yep, today is Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday. So you're listening to this on Wednesday most likely. But the big story from Wednesday's Tuesday's practice was that Chris Bosh showed up.
Yeah.
And I think, like, nobody really knew why.
So
let's speculate.
A little bit of context, yeah. We're going to talk about the Bosh thing. We're going to talk about the Lakers hiring Anton Jameson as a scout. And then at the very end, we're going to have some fun with the All-Star news, the new format that they're going to have here, and whether it'll ever affect the Lakers, if it does affect the Lakers, when that might be, all that good stuff. But yes, we'll start with the Chris Bosh. I guess we can call it news, but he made his way into Lakers practice today. He is a former client of Rob Pelinka's. He, in order to make his way back into the NBA, he has to prove to the NBA that he is healthy enough to play. And it goes without saying that
there was a panel that ruled his injury as career ending so that he and Miami could do a buyout that wouldn't mm-hmm. affect their cap.
Yep.
But so he has to convince Miami, there's no longer any penalty for them if he comes back. But if he can prove to that panel that he's healthy enough to play, he could come back. But I do think that it's important to note, we don't know that that's why he was there. He might have just been catching up with Rob Pelinka. Rob Pelinka may have just wanted to have him as somebody around to talk to the young players. But with all those caveats, he's probably not going to sign with the Lakers out there. Let's talk about what it means when he signs with the Lakers.
He would immediately be their best power forward, right?
Yeah.
Just like right away. I mean, it's like...
He'd be their best front court player.
The good news is...
He'll play. I mean, it's been a while, but...
The good news is that the Lakers aren't crowded at all in the front court. So like, yeah. He could just slide right into the rotation. There would be no mathematic problem whatsoever. Nobody would get squeezed out of the rotation.
If they were to assign Bosh, they'd have to tell Andrew Bogut, "Good day, mate." I think that's how you say goodbye in Australian.
I would probably say so. Also, I forgot to mention this since we're kind of sort of on the topic, but you mentioned Australian food and Croatian food, talking about Andrew Bogut and Ivica Zubac and like preferences there. I would imagine Australian food is better than Croatian food. Just wanted to give my 2 cents there.
I have zero rebuttal. I don't know which one is which.
I mean, you'd have to worry about some poison probably coming from Australian food.
I eat only vegetables. But anyway, back to the Bosch thing. This is definitely a conversation we can have off air. Back to the Bosch thing. Yeah, he would easily he would make the Lakers front court rotation way, way, way better. Like immediately. Like he would be their best player, and he's able to space the floor, he's able to shoot threes. Like he'd be an amazing pickup if he could come back and be anything like the player that he was. But I think the big thing here is, can he come back and be healthy? Because he's had this incident happen two times. It's bad enough that that panel was willing to call his injury career ending. And so it's definitely not like, I don't know. Like I would honestly, like I would kind of be against the Lakers signing him, just because like if I'm thinking about it, if I'm the Lakers, and I wouldn't want to sign him, because like the upside is, sure, this guy's like pretty good, he's around the team, but the downside is like you are forever tied to a player that like has like some horrible incident like happened to them, like God forbid. But I just don't know that it would be the wisest thing to bring him back. And again, we don't know that that's what they're considering doing, but I mean, I personally would not see it as like a great idea.
It's hard for me to rebut what you just said about what could possibly happen. And the number one,
upside versus downside.
Yeah. Well, the number one priority here is Chris Bosh's health, period. Flat out.
100%.
He's made his money. He doesn't have to play another second of NBA basketball again. And his children's children's children will be fine for years to come. So.
And he has a beautiful family.
He's one of legitimately the nicest people to have ever played in the NBA. He's really thoughtful. I love him in interviews. He's a really interesting dude. I think he would be good for the Lakers to inject into the locker room, just because of the amount of respect he has around the league.
Kyle Kuzma said that he was one of his favorite players growing up, and he was really excited to meet him.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Which actually kind of makes a lot of sense with the way that Kyle Kuzma plays.
Yeah, and so... Look, I can't, there's nothing I can say that will 100% rebut the point you made about, you know, what could happen if the Lakers do sign him. There's nothing I can say there that is a risk that the Lakers, and vastly more importantly, Chris Bosh, has to figure out for their own.
Yeah, and these would be medical professionals looking at this, one would hope, like that they're seriously looking at the consequences. And yeah, they take the Hippocratic Oath, you would think they, you know, mm-hmm. You have to assume that they're looking out for what's best for him. And if they deem him able to play, then he's actually able to play, and that they've made some progress on his issues.
And it also wouldn't be a just Lakers and just Chris Bosh issue. I'm sure the NBA would get involved somewhere along the line.
Well, the NBA, that he has to clear that NBA panel.
Yeah, so
to be allowed to return. So there are a lot of roadblocks, but I just thought it was really interesting that he was around practice. And it's one of those things that even if he doesn't sign the team with the team, or even if he doesn't take on a formal role with the team, this is one of the benefits of having a former agent as your general manager, is a former agent to superstars as your general manager, because these guys are going to, he has cash, he can talk to young players about these guys, he can bring these guys around the facility and kind of show, like, they can talk to these young guys or set them up with conversations with these guys. It's like how Luke Walton facilitated talks between Brandon Ingram and Andre Iguodala last year. It's like the more connections and more networking that you have around the league, that's valuable for the Lakers. And this is one of the things that Rob Pelinka brings to the table, and probably one of the reasons why he has the job. Not the main reason, but it's a benefit.
Oh, I think the main reason is because it's the Kobe ties, but we don't have to get into that. But
Kobe better.
I actually disagree with you, though, and I would say that I'd be interested if the Lakers could sign Chris Bosh, because the Lakers need good basketball players.
Well, sure, but I think there are so many roadblocks in the way. I'd be shocked if it actually happened.
Me too. I don't think it would.
But if he is healthy, like that would be awesome. It would be an awesome story. Like if he's able to like actually stay healthy and play. I just, you know me, I'm a chronic worrier, and if it was my team, like, I would not want to take the risk. As great of a human being as Chris Bosh is, and as much as you would want to have him around, and as talented as he is at basketball, he's an amazing basketball player. I just, for me personally, I would not deem it worth the risk.
And look, I like I said a second ago, I can't rebut that. But I do think if he's willing to take on the risk. I don't think the Lakers should try to twist his arm and try to guilt him into playing again.
And I don't think they would.
Yeah, if he addresses the Lakers, if he approaches the Lakers and says, "I want to play again, even if it's 5, 10, 15 minutes a night, I'd like to be in the NBA again. I really like what you guys have going on, blah, 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 blah. And I am willing to take on this risk. I am willing to work with the NBA. I'm willing to work with your team doctors. If you guys want to bring in an independent doctor, I'm more than willing to do that." If he goes through all those steps, I would want the Lakers to take him up on it. Because, look, the Lakers have no reason to tank this year. And yes, their front court
Not have their draft pick, fun fact.
Yeah, their front court is insanely packed, but you could play Chris Bosh in there as at the five, and that would alleviate, that would make it, he makes more sense for that spot than Andrew Bogut would for me. And I would be interested to see him compete with Ivica Zubac and maybe teach Zubac some things. And Thomas Bryant, who, by the way, I've really liked what I've seen every step along the way from Thomas Bryant. But if he could, if
Bryant's have a good history with the Lakers,
I would have to agree there. And so I would say I'd like to see Chris Bosh come in. And one thing that I don't think he gets enough credit for is how good he was defensively, especially there in Miami.
Yeah.
And if he could come in and teach the bigs, how to read a pick and roll, how to figure out when it's the best time to switch, when's the best time to trap, when's the best time to ice, whatever it would be, that's what you could bring to the table there. And the Lakers, the last 2 years, had Metal World Peace on the roster for this very reason. And Chris Bosh is worlds better. I would still probably say he's better than Metal World Peace was at this stage, even having been out of the game for a year and a half to 2 years, I believe now.
Well, Metal World Peace was never as good as Chris Bosh.
Ooh, that's a fun discussion.
Yeah, I'm a millennial. But I mean, either way, even if they don't sign him, if they could bring him around as like special advisor to the Thomas Bryant or something like that, I think that would be like, Thomas Bryant is probably never going to be as good as Chris Bosh, but just like if you squint, you can kind of see a little bit of that just in the fact that he's a tall guy who likes to shoot and is fairly mobile. Bosh could be a great guy for him to learn from. And again, that's not going to turn him into Bosh, but he could be a guy that could help Bryant maximize his potential, most likely.
Mm-hmm. And look, even if it
teach him good habits. Like, he was a guy that took care of himself really well.
Like, even if it wasn't a matter, yes, extremely well. I think he had a great nutrition thing on ESPN that I really enjoyed. But even if it isn't a matter of being on the actual roster, if you could, and the point you made earlier about why it's a benefit to have Pelinka around, just so you can have guys like Chris Bosh stop by on occasion. And look, the other thing that's kind of worth mentioning here, and it doesn't qualify to me as tampering, it might to some, but Chris Bosh probably has LeBron's ear. And if LeBron...
Ooh,
if,
I didn't even think about that.
If Chris Bosh is around the Lakers organization every so often and is impressed by the things he sees from these kids and kind of can relay this message back to LeBron, that seems worth investing in, if not a roster spot, but just a spot on the bench or as an assistant coach.
Official LeBron, not exactly tampering, but kind of tampering consultant.
Yeah, we're thinking outside the box.
Chris Bosh's job is to work out with Thomas Bryant in the morning, mm-hmm. and then text LeBron 3 times a day about how, like, Snapchat him pictures of the Lakers facility and how amazing it is and how much fun he's having in LA.
Like, if we just start seeing Chris Bosh tweet out a bunch of video of
Chris Bosh, like the Lakers digital department needs to add Chris Bosh, and yeah. He can just like do courtside, reports and stuff like that, and be like, "Hey, LeBron, I mean, everybody watching at home, look how great this court looks, and look at all these celebrities. Isn't this awesome?
This is great." Ty Noel, make it happen. So
yeah, make it happen, Ty.
I am all for if he is available, if he makes himself available, I am all for Chris Bosh spending as much time around the Lakers as possible, whether either in the form of being on their roster or whatever it might be. Just get as many either currently good basketball players or former good basketball players. I'm all for any and all voice who I think can help the Lakers. That's why it was interesting when Lamar Odom was spending as much time around the Lakers as he was, for the same reasons. Just get guys in there who your young kids could kind of learn from, just so long as there's a consistent message being sent there. You don't want, you know, Chris Bosh telling Randall, hey, just shoot threes, and then James Worthy telling him, never shoot a three ever again for the rest of your life. Like, you don't really want that going on, but you do want as many voices in these kids' ears as you possibly can, because that's one of the advantages you have as the Los Angeles Lakers.
I don't know. Attach a legend to the hip of all of these kids. Like, Magic just needs to follow Lonzo around, which I actually kind of assume he already does.
I kind of think he does.
And yeah, and then Lamar can follow Julius Randle, and Bosch can follow Thomas Bryant, and maybe Kyle Kuzma too. You know, maybe we find somebody else for it. Maybe we get, I don't know, who would we have follow Kyle Kuzma around?
Jesus.
Yes, that actually makes sense. Most accurate player comp for Kyle Kuzma, Jesus.
Yeah. I don't really think there's much else to add on this. It's something to keep an eye on it. But we
petered out on this.
Yeah, once you mentioned Jesus, we'll segue.
Our next segment has to rise now. And...
Antoine Jameson is reportedly on the Lakers scouting staff now. The first thought that I had was, you know, the Lakers hired a former Laker to work with the Lakers, and you know how I feel about
much heralded Laker tenure of Antoine Jameson.
Yeah, well, it's just what was the last hire that the Lakers made that didn't have a Laker tie to it?
Gunnar Peterson.
He's the only one, right? Like, he's one previous hire that the Lakers have made that didn't have direct Lakers ties?
You only asked me for one. You didn't ask me for two.
So, like, I had this conversation. I was talking with Grant Goldberg last night on the PlayStation Network, and like, the thing that...
on the PlayStation Network.
Hey, when a good thoughts really rarely pop up in my head, and the way I kind of put it last night was, the Lakers have the advantage of being the Lakers, and everybody who would want to work in this industry, if there's one place that you'd want to work in the NBA, it's probably with the Lakers, and them remaining as insular as they have remained traditionally kind of ignores that great advantage. If you're going to go on and on and on and on and on about this great brand that you've built up, but never actually utilize the advantages that come with that great brand, I question whether or not it's worth having this great brand in the first place. Am I thinking too deeply about an Antoine Jameson scouting hire?
Far, far too deeply. My biggest thing is, like, can he scout basketball? And based on his tenure as an analyst, I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't think he ever said anything interesting at Spectrum.
So. He never, like, jumped off the – and, like, all due respect, like, broadcasting's hard. Broadcasting's really hard.
Yeah, I suck at it.
He never, I don't remember, like – he was always fine. Like, I don't remember him being bad, but, like, I just don't remember him saying anything that, like, made my head explode. So I don't know. I don't know how he'll be as a scout. So that was 5 minutes to get to. I don't know.
Great. All right. Since there's not much else to say, let's just really quickly do the All-Star thing. Two minutes.
Okay, fine. We could talk about the All-Star game. I also did want to say Brook Lopez is most likely going to be back Sunday. That's the other update, in case you didn't catch that. And if we're your only source of information on your car ride to work and you don't check Twitter or anything else ever, first of all, how do you find our show? Mm-hmm. Second of all, I'm sorry. And third of all, Brook Lopez is most likely coming back on Sunday. So, all right. So let's talk. The NBA updated the All-Star format. Let's talk about it.
So first off, the first thought that I had here was, how can we possibly get
Kobe into the All-Star game? I agree. I think because it's LA.
Kuzma, but Kobe works too.
Yeah. Well, let's get both of them. Yeah. You know, like, let's get Kobe. Let's get the whole Lakers team into the All-Star game. No, but so now there's going to be team captains. I'm actually excited for this.
I can't wait for it. I am always on Team Petty, and anytime pettiness shows up in the NBA is better off for it. I can't wait for Laker fans' reactions when Russell Westbrook's first pick isn't Paul George.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, they're going to be weird because they're weird, like, teammate dynamics involved in all this. Oh, my God. It's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be so great. When, like,
imagine when LeBron, like if LeBron gets one of these and he somehow, like, he picks Lonzo and Lonzo's not even, like, voted in. And then they're just like, LeBron, you can't pick him. And he's like, no, Lonzo. I said I want Lonzo.
Yeah, I'd rather have Lonzo than Kyrie, that's for sure.
Yeah. Lonzo believes the earth is round.
And I can't wait, like, if Dwight Howard somehow fits the requirement to be in this pool that the captains are going to be picking from, like, both teams saying, nah, it's cool, you sit over there, Dwight. Like,
they specifically say, we do not want Dwight Howard on our team. I'm using this pick to not take Dwight Howard.
Exactly. LeBron's first pick is going to be not Dwight Howard.
Like, all right, LeBron, seriously, who do you want? Lonzo. No, LeBron, we've been over this. You can't have Lonzo.
I hope they do eventually team up so we can have LeBronzo jokes, because that would be fun.
Why is that even a joke? That's just horrible.
Anything else that we can find that Laker fans could freak out and overreact about if it happens in the selection process? You know, like, Steph doesn't pick Clay for, like, at all, and he has the option to, and Clay takes that as the spite that finally breaks up the Golden State Warriors. Anything like that we could freak out about?
When, like, Kevin Durant is clearly the best player, and, like, if Russell Westbrook's captain, he doesn't take him.
It would be phenomenal. Or if Steph also doesn't take him because KD crapped on Under Armour shoes.
Yeah.
This
Steph only picks Under Armour athletes.
That is nobody on the Lakers, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Bummer. All right, so...
Well, Lonzo can wear whatever he wants, so again, I'm just saying, like... He's versatile. All the stars want to play with him. Magic was right.
Do you think Lonzo will be in the top 10 vote-getters this year?
No. Well, like from the fans?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I would probably think so, too.
Laker Nation is going to... I can say this now. I'm part of Lakers Nation. Lakers Nation is going to show out this year. Like Lonzo is going... I'm going to call this right now. Lonzo is going to be a top 3 vote-getter.
Hashtag stay swag.
I'm calling my shot.
Top 3?
Yeah, top 3.
Holy crap.
Speak it into existence. I'm the LeVar Ball of podcasting. He's gonna be a top 3 vote getter. I'm telling you, Lakers fans are amazing.
I just took an actual double take. Like, your take walked by me on the street. I saw it, didn't really think much any of it at all.
And then you did, realize, like, the guy looking back at the girl meme.
Yeah, like, what the top 3?
Like the shocked looking girl is, like, reasonable basketball opinions. Then the guy is you, and then, like, the other girl is, like, my Lonzo top 3 take.
There you go.
We just made a meme.
All right, I'm looking forward to. I think he finishes top 10. I don't know if I go top 3.
Top 3.
Lonzo All-Star. Lonzo Ball-Star.
I think I'm coming down with a case of LeVaritis.
I think so, too. We'll just see where this goes as the season goes along.
By the time the season's over, I'm going to be calling Lonzo the best point guard in the NBA.
Talking in, like, some imitation of never lost. Like, some crazy imitation of him.
Tell me how many championships he's lost. LeBron's lost, like, 5.
Lonzo never lost. All right.
So as a fetus, was more talented than Michael Jordan.
As a fetus. All right, we got to sign off here before we actually get too far.
Truly regrettable. All right.
All right, everybody. We will be back at it again tomorrow night. I believe the Lakers play again, right?
Yes, the Lakers play again. 7 o'clock.
We will. As the season approaches, we'll do a little bit more in terms of previewing games and trying to see what we're going to be looking for. But preseason is so freaking random.
You guys don't want us to tweet at me if you want me to preview a preseason game.
Yeah, nobody wants that. Tweet at Harrison if you want him. Don't tweet at me.
Tweet at Anthony. My app is at Anthony Irwin LA.
Oh, man. All right. Have a good one, everybody.
you've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family's going to a tailgate and I want our style to stand out from the crowd.
Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's got all the latest fall styles. Plus, during Old Navy's colossal sale, you'll save up to 50% off store-wide.
Did you say up to 50% off?
I did, so don't sit on the sidelines. Old Navy has the perfect pants from $19, stylish dresses from $15, and comfy tees for the family from just $6 right now at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
We're cheering for Old Navy.
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 10-2 to 10-10. Select styles only.